think I have heard it, but I can't recall it. How could you use that in a sentence, Fernand?
For an ant?
And how would you use it?
Well, if you'd ask me this question, where I was at, I'd say she Fernand me. And that means she's in front of me.
Fernand means in front of you.
Yeah.
Fairly. Fernand.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it? Fernand.
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 That's not exactly the right word to use of the meaning of it. Let's see.
It's kind of a distance more.
It's a distance from it. It's a distance.
Instead of being right up next
to it's beyond.
I see. Now, if a man and woman are, a man is seeing a lot of a girl before they're married, you say he is...
Is this parking?
Okay, and she is his girl.
Girlfriend.
And she is his... He is...
Financing.
All right. And now, if they were all set to get married, but she decided against it, you might say she... she didn't want to get married. You say she turned him down, or gave him
gave him the slip.
Okay, but if they didn't, you'd say that they went ahead and got
married.
Now, after a wedding years ago, I think this stopped 20 years ago or so. But they'd have a large, noisy celebration after the wedding. They'd come around the house and be
pants. Oh, serenade him.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah,
did you have one of those when you were married?
No, they threatened me, but they didn't serenade me.
Do you remember?
I've helped serenade a few people.
Tell me what went on at the serenade.
Serenade? Well, they'd go around and ring the bells and try to and go in a house sometimes and get the man and ride him on a rail.
Did they do anything to the woman?
No, never did do nothing to the woman, but carry the man out and.
When music played, people get out on the floor and they...
Dance.
And a person goes to school in order to get a good...
Education.
He gets out of high school, he might go on to...
College.
And in school, he sits behind a...
Desk.
And then, say there are 30 of them in the room, you'd say there were 30...
Desk.
All right, and a place where you check books out is a...
Library.
Where you mail a letter.
Post office.
And where you spend a night in a strange town.
Hotel or motel.
And a place where you'd see a movie.
At theater.
All right, and the place we'd have an operation.
Hospital.
And there's a doctor and a...
Nurse.
Now, if you were going to walk across a field, you might walk up to the corner and walk around, or you might go like that.
Medical?
Yeah. You know, instead of going...
What do you mean now?
I mean... For instance, you wouldn't be, you say, I'm not going to go all the way around, I'm going to take a
shortcut.
Okay. And then, if something is, now we're talking about the way a chair is placed, it isn't flush against the wall, you might say it's sitting at a...
angle?
Yeah. Do you ever use the expression Andy Godlin for anything? Or cattywampus or Andy Godlin.
I've heard the cattywampus used, but I never heard it.
What does that refer to?
I couldn't tell you. Cattywampus. Yeah, I've heard that used, but I don't know now what it was used about.
If a person works for the post office, you'd say he works for the federal
government,
and the police department is supposed to maintain
order
and what.
Peace and
law
and order.
All right, and the war in 1865 is called the big war, the war between the North and the South.
Civil War.
Okay. Now this is some more for just pronunciation. This is not a geography test, but I just want you to name some states for me. Would you just name some southern states?
Tennessee, Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina, and West Virginia, and Virginia, and Kentucky.